Plans are useless, but planning is priceless.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is simple systems that you can start using now. This is, actually, before I tell you what it is, let me tell you a couple housekeeping things I'm going to make sure everybody knows. First of all, daily motivation text, Monday motivation text. Send those out every day and every week, respectively. Guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day and your week. All you got to do to get these messages is join my text community free of charge by texting me at my number 305-384-6894. Once you text me, and once we get those actively going again, when you get them actively going again, everybody who's already in my text community, you'll be getting those messages as soon as we hit the ground running with that. If you haven't texted me yet, just text me at my number. Again, I just gave it to you. It's down below in the description as well. Right now, we got some stuff we're still working on the back end when it comes to that. So as soon as they start going again, it'll be immediate when we get them fixed. So you might as well just text me now. Again, it's free to join. It doesn't cost you anything. So when we get them going, you'll already be in. You got nothing to worry about. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is a place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to have me as your direct coach, you would like to have me as the person who you work with directly to take your game where you want it to go when it comes to your personal, when it comes to your business, when it comes to a mix of both, because they both affect each other. Your business affects your home life affects your business, and you want to have the right mindset for each. You want to have a game plan, a strategy for how you are executing in them. You want to have a system so that you can execute on your strategies consistently and the accountability to make sure everything and everyone is doing its or their job. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Looking for the ambitious. I'm looking for top 2% performers, people who have a sense of urgency about getting to their goals today. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. With that out the way, let's get into the topic, which is simple systems that you can start using now. Now, these days, you hear a lot of people talking about systems, especially in the business world. You hear this word systems all the time. Everybody is talking about it. Let me give you a definition of the word system. It says a regularly interacting or interdependent group of items forming a unified whole, which is a pretty good definition for the word. I'll give you another one. An organized set of doctrines, ideas, or principles usually intended to explain the arrangement or working of a systematic whole. Now, I don't like definitions that use the word in the definition because it kind of becomes circular. But it's still a pretty good, still pretty well explained it. Now, again, a regularly interacting or interdependent group of items forming a unified whole. That's all a system is. All right? System is a word. I mean, the word is not that big itself, but when you hear business people talking about systems, it seems like it's something super complex. And a system can be complex, but also can be extremely simple. So, and again, today's topic is simple systems. You can start using that. So as you hear people talk about systems a lot, especially in business, they can be used in any aspect of life. A system is simply a process that you can repeat to achieve an outcome consistently. That's a system. A process that you can repeat, duplicatable process, to help you achieve an outcome consistently. So there is no aspect of life that would not benefit from having a system in place, especially if there are certain things in that aspect of your life that need to happen over and over again. There's no aspect in which a system would hurt you. All right, systems always help, especially if you're looking for a consistent output. So today, let's talk about some simple systems that you, I, anyone else can start using right now. Point number one, topic again today is simple systems you can start using right now. Number one, bulk produce anything you will be doing over and over again. Bulk produce anything that you will be doing over and over again. Now, you will hear this term, batching. That's an example of bulk production. Bulk production and batching are the same thing. It's taking a task that you know you need to do a whole bunch of and just taking care of all of it at the same time. For example, some people may address their email on a drip basis. Basically, they look at a couple emails, then go away, do other things. They come back, look at a few more emails, come back, address a few more emails. That's the drip process. As emails come in, they just deal with them. Whereas on the other hand, you could do a batching deal with email, which is what I do. Batching is when I'll open up my inbox and let's see. Actually, I'll tell you right now because we'll use it as a real example. I haven't checked up on my emails and really cleared my emails a couple of days. So I got 92 unread emails, but I like to keep my email inbox at zero. So I got 92 unread emails right now. So I'm going to batch that work at some point today, or it might get pushed to tomorrow, depending on how the rest of the day goes. I will go in there and I'll basically address all the emails in there and just get it cleared down to zero. All the emails in there. There's some things in there I got to read. Some things I got to respond to, some things I need to mark as spam, some things I need to unsubscribe from, but I will address all the emails in an inbox in a batch. That's doing it all at once. So batching is an effective system that you can use on pretty much anything where you know you're going to need to do a whole bunch of it. So any of you who does meal prep, for example, what is meal prep? Meal prep is batching your preparation of the food that you're going to be eating for the next few days. So let's say on Sunday, you prep all your food for Monday through Friday so that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you don't have to think about what to eat. You just go grab the food out the fridge and it's done. It's already ready because you already did the work ahead of time. So this is a form of doing your homework. If you're doing it ahead of time, you're batching something ahead of time, that's a form of homework. So you don't have to think about it. So I told you often that I never record just one episode at a time of this very show. So right now I'm recording a batch of episodes. I'm recording them in bulk at the same time. So I always record at least two. Sometimes I record five or six episodes in one sitting when I sit down to turn on the microphone for the show. This is another form of batching because I know that I need a certain amount of material given my publishing schedule so that I can just do it all at once. I don't want to try to do one per day. I get people ask me that all the time. Like, Dre, you got a show that comes out every day. Do you just record one new episode every day? Answer is no, never. I never record just one episode. I always record a bunch at the same time. When I write articles, I will often do that too. I will write more than one article at the same time. So anytime you know you need to do a bunch of that thing or know that you'll need to do it all the time, consider how you could possibly batch the task. That is a form of a system in itself. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the daily game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. You know what is the biggest thing that separates the high-level performers from everyone else out there? It is not talent. It is not hard work. It is not resources. It is not knowledge. It is not skill. It is the fact that they have a process and a strategy for how to show up and give their best effort, even on the days when they don't feel like being at work. Has any of you ever had one of those days? Is any of you having one of those days right now? That day is called the third day. We put a label on it and we describe exactly what it is in my new book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs. In this book, I will not only describe to you what the third day is, but I will help you create a formula for yourself for you to show up and give your best effort, even on those days when you don't even feel like going to work. In that book, you're going to become a professional and no longer be an amateur. I'll give you a free copy of it. As a matter of fact, all you have to do is cover the shipping. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Again, thirddaybook.com. Point number two, today's topic once again is simple systems that you can start using right now. Number two, take the time to plan your work before you do it. In other words, prepare ahead of time for the work that you know you're going to be doing. You can use this for any activity, even if it's not a business related activity. If you know you're going to be doing a thing, take the time to plan ahead of time for that thing. I, for example, at the beginning of a week, some people like to meal prep. I don't meal prep because I have a meal delivery service. So they do the meal prep. They just bring me the meals and it's already prepped for me. I didn't do the prep, but it is prepped. But one thing that I like to do every week at the weekend before the new week starts is I plan out my clothes for the week. So I know what I'm going to be wearing. I know what suits I'm going to wear. I match up the dress shirts, the ties, the socks for all those. My workout clothes, I work out every day. So I get that stuff ready. And I have all of that stuff laid out in the closet. So each day, I don't decide what to wear. I already got all the stuff that I know I'm going to wear. All I do is grab it and it's already ready. That is a form of doing, planning the work before I had to actually do it. And I'm actually doing some of the work too. So I had a mentor tell me one time that the time that they took to plan ahead of what they were about to do was always worth it, even though we all know things never go exactly according to a plan. This is why I told you in episode number 2008, plans are useless, but planning is priceless. Plans are useless, but planning is priceless. Why? Because the time that you spend planning, simply thinking about what you are going to do, just thinking about it, better prepares you to consider contingencies, what might not work, and what you may have missed or overlooked in your original rundown of what you were going to do. And what it does, it puts a fresh set of eyes on your plans, even if those eyes are your eyes. Because if you come up with a plan, you leave it for a minute, then you come back and look at it, you got fresh eyes. You got different eyes the second time you look at it than you had the first time. You might notice something that you didn't notice the first time through. This is why when I write articles, for example, I proofread my own articles. I'll go back and read everything that I wrote before I publish it just to make sure maybe it's something that I might have missed. And it doesn't mean I can't still miss something, but for the most part, I catch it all. All right. So you get fresh eyes on your stuff and you often notice things the second time that you didn't notice the first time. Or you will notice things the first time that you would not have noticed had you never even thought to plan in the first place. So the time that you take to plan, during your planning process, you might think, oh, you know what? I never considered that. I'm glad I took the time to plan because that's something that would have came up. I'm glad I thought of it now instead of having to deal with it on the spot later and being forced to think on my feet. It was not a bad skill to have, but better if I figured it out before that. So I was already prepared ahead of time. This is why a salesperson, before you go into a sales conversation, you may practice dealing with questions and rebuttals and objections that you may get from your prospect so that when you get into the conversation, if they throw that thing out there, you already know how to deal with it smoothly, calmly, and easily. Or you can deal with it in your presentation so that before they even throw the rebuttal out there or the objection out there, you already have addressed it so that they don't even put it out there in the first place. So I heard Dan Kennedy talk about this, that when he used to sell things from the stage, because he did a lot of selling from the stage, and he would come up with all the objections that he thought people might have to buying whatever product he was selling. And he would address those objections on the stage before he even sent people to go buy the thing. Before he said, go to the back of the room and purchase if you want it. He took all the possible objections they could have and addressed those up front so that anybody who was thinking, well, I like the product, but he addressed everything that came after the but before he even gave them the cue to go and buy the product. So he was addressing the objections ahead of time. That's because he thought of them before they happened. That's what planning means. You think of what might get in your way before it actually gets in the way. And again, that doesn't happen if you don't take the time to actually plan your work. So this is the reason that planning is priceless, even though plans themselves are useless. So this is for people who like to just go into doing things without planning at all. I used to be that type of person. And still, sometimes I will do that, just going and doing something without planning ahead of time. But remember that the hallmark of the professional is that they're always prepared. And preparation happens because you take the time. You actually put time on your schedule to prepare for the thing that you're going to do. And if you take time to plan ahead of time, especially if you are of relatively moderate intelligence or higher, usually that helps you catch mistakes before they happen. All right, that is a system in itself. Catching a mistake before it occurs because you have planned to catch the mistakes. You plan to look over whatever you're going to do before it happens. You can catch something that you may have otherwise missed. Because again, human beings, we are mortals and we are all prone to error just going through something the first time. But the second and third time we go through, we tend to catch things that we wouldn't have caught had we only done it once. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves? And they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals. You ever wondered about that? I have. And I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question: who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes that you have and what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm gonna give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com, so you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're gonna have what you wanna have in your life. mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is simple systems that you can start using now. Number three, do your homework. We just touched on this in the second point when I talked about planning. That is a form of doing your homework. In episode 1925, I explained the concept of doing your homework. And homework simply means figuring out what activities or behaviors need to happen before the thing so you can make doing the thing easier, smoother, more effective, or simply better. And better is weighed against whatever measurements you're using. So let me say again what homework is. Figuring out what activities or behaviors need to happen before the thing so that doing the thing is easy, smooth, effective, and better than it would have been, again, based on your measurements. So when I tell you that meal prep is a way of doing what? Is getting the food, because you know you're going to eat, right? So if you meal prep on Sunday, you know that on Thursday, you're going to eat something. So the meal prep is making it easier and smoother for you to have your food ready than if you had to get to Thursday and you had to go make it right there in the moment because you're hungry. Now you're making the food, you're still hungry, and you got to wait 20 minutes before you eat. But you already did the work. So now you can just grab food and eat. When I tell you I prepare my clothing before the week starts, what am I doing? I'm making it easier and more smooth for me to get dressed in the morning because I don't have to take time to think about what am I going to wear. So doing your homework is just making the job easy before the job even happens. That's what doing your homework means. And remember, professionals, this is what we do. And when you're a professional, people expect you to make the job look easy, even though it may not be easy. And one of the things that professionals do to make the job look easy is they do work ahead of time that you don't even see. That they're just super duper talented, even though many professionals are, is that they've done a whole lot of work in the dark that you didn't see in the light. So, for example, if you want to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you know you need 8 hours of sleep every night to be functional, doing your homework would mean what? Means you need to go to bed at 9 o'clock at night so you can get up at 5, that's 8 hours, rather than going to bed at 12 o'clock midnight and then struggling to get up at 5 on 5 hours. See, this is how you can make the job easy before the job happens. Again, we just talked about this in point number two, planning ahead before you do an activity. It is a form of homework. Remember that the number one hallmark of a professional, easiest way to know you're dealing with a professional is that they are prepared ahead of time. Professionals are always prepared before a situation and they never show up to a situation not ready to handle whatever the situation is. That's why they are professionals, because they're always ready in their particular space. So a professional, as a habit, does homework. Every professional does homework. If you're a professional at what you do homework. Right, I know a whole lot of athletic coaches who listen to the show. Before the match or the game or the competition, whatever it is, you as a coach do what? You scout the opponent that you're about to face so that you can have your team as ready as possible for the game. That's preparation. I know a whole lot of professional speakers. Before you step on a stage for a speech, what do? You prepare the speech. You know what you're going to say. Even if you've given a speech before, you still practice the speech before you do it. Any of you who's in sales, you have a sales presentation. You know what you're going to say. You know what questions you're going to ask. You know how you're going to respond to certain comments and responses that come from your prospects. This is a form of preparation. So anyone who is a professional at what you do, you are prepared ahead of time for the thing before it happens. Those of you who are, let's say, teachers, for example, professors, you prepare your lesson plans before it's time for the lesson. You don't just stand up in front of class and just figure out what you're going to say while they're all looking at you. You already know, you already did the work before. So all you got to do is deliver it. So professionals, as a habit, do their homework. Again, in sports, we got scouting reports. So we know what our opponent is about, what they're going to do, what they're going to try. In business, a business can do market research on a potential competitor or market research on a potential customer or client. Anything you want to be professional at, you need to ask yourself, what is the homework in this business? And then you got to ask yourself if you're willing to do that homework. Because if you're not willing to do the homework, you probably shouldn't get into that business. Any business you want to be in, find out what the homework is, and that's the job. That's really what you're going to have to be doing. Because you're going to be spending just as much time doing the homework as you're going to be spending doing the performance. So if you don't want to do the homework, or you can't endure the homework, you don't like the outcome enough to endure the homework, then that's probably not the business that you want to be in. So you need to figure that out. You want to be an athlete, for example, but you don't like practicing every day, you probably shouldn't become an athlete, because athletes, the homework is we practice every day. Now, you don't want to practice every day, find something else to do. That said, let's recap today's class, which is simple systems that you can start using right now. These days, again, you hear people talking about systems a lot, especially in business, but systems can apply to any aspect in life, even outside of work. I'm giving you three you can start using no matter what you do. Number one, bulk produce anything that you'll be doing over and over again. We call this, often it's called batching. Anything you know you need to do a lot of, just do it all at once. Now, if you know all the dishes got to be washed, just wash all the dishes. Don't just wash the one that you need right now to eat your lunch. Wash them all. If you know you're going to eat food every day this week, why don't you just meal prep all your food so it's ready ahead of time. You don't have to think about what you're going to do. If you know you're going to be publishing on social media 7 times this week, why don't you just find something that will allow you to schedule your social media posts so you don't have to remember to post on social media tomorrow and the day after and the day after. If you know you're going to wear clothes every day, why don't you plan your clothes out before the week starts? Number two, take time to plan your work before you do it. Again, you can use this for any activity, even if it's not for work. All right, plans are useless because nothing ever goes according to plan, but planning is priceless because the time we spend thinking about it, again, if you have any level of intelligence, you'll probably end up with a better result than if you didn't think about it. Number three, do your homework. We talked about this in episode 1925. Homework simply means figuring out what the activities or behaviors that need to happen are before they occur so you can make doing the thing easier, smoother, more effective, or better based on whatever measurements you are using. So when you play sports, you prepare for your opponent. You figure out what your opponent is going to do or what they're going to try before the game. When you're in business, you do market research on your competitors or on your potential prospects and customers. If you're a salesperson, you prepare your sales presentation. You're a speaker, you prepare your speech. Whatever it is, you're doing homework up front. Whatever business you want to be in, find out what the homework is and accustom yourself to doing it. Text me, see you in my text community. My number's down below in the description. And also, Work On Your Game University. You want to get better at doing the homework for your business and planning ahead so that when it's time for you to go out there and perform, you make it look easy, seamless. And if you just rolled out of bed doing it as if it was nothing, all right, there's a way to do that. And there's a skill to it. And there's a system to it. There's a science to it. I will walk you through how to do that in your business. Just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is. And this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. If you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, you can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com.